we have Catherine Skipper, Matavai Tower resident, joining us now. Catherine, thanks so much for speaking to us.
It's a pleasure.
So, first off, how did you get involved with the project?
Well, I was approached by Claire Lewis, who motivated or began the project. She approached me, I think, because I met her at the tenants' at the Waterloo Public Housing Action Group, and I am probably noted for speaking out. Claire would have contacted me for that reason.
And so what has the project been able to do for you and other residents?
Well, in the first place, it's not just a Waterloo project, it's a community project, because, of course, Claire and many of her workers come from outside the Waterloo estate. So it's linking up the private with public residents in a very pleasant, useful, productive way. And I think it has also formed a link between Waterloo Estate, the Waterloo Redfern neighbourhood, and the much wider community, because I've heard people talking about it in Sydney Park and much further away, because they see the towers and they say, oh, what's that? Why are all those lights? And maybe search for the information. Maybe they look it up, because it's certainly plentiful on the internet. But it's certainly made a discussion point, drawn people's attention to the towers, which were otherwise represented by papers such as the Daily Telegraph as suicide towers, a quite false representation. And they always use the photograph from about 10 years ago when the fence was broken, and they always take the photograph when the sun's not shining, and they always take it for an unflattering angle, and they always presume that the place is full of drug addicts and layabouts. None of which is true, of course, if you actually cared to come to Matavai or Tauranga and talk to the people. So the lights have provided an opportunity to focus on the positive aspects of the building, their beautiful architecture, and have made people interested in what is actually happening here.
And so since, I guess, the lights have gone off, what's the feeling like around the community? Is it a positive vibe as to what you guys have managed to achieve?
Well, the lights are still on. They don't go off till the 9th of October.
Oh, sorry.
Yes, and then because you can keep your light, I mean, it's not being taken back. You can keep the light. You can have it for as long as you like. And I think many people that I've been talking to anyway, have chosen to keep their lights because by now they like it. Comes on 6:30 in summertime, goes off around 12, and people look forward to it, having their pink living room or aqua bedroom. and they can enjoy themselves, perhaps I sometimes do, by choosing which colour light I'll have today or this evening.
And
I think, yes, so I think for many people it's a positive experience. For some people it's been, oh, well, I'll just join in. And for some people it's been a fairly negative experience because they didn't want a light in their room. They didn't want to be part of the community project.
And so I guess, do you know if anything has changed regarding the demolition of the towers? Do you know if this project, if the demolition is still scheduled to go ahead?
Well, if the towers were demolished, it would seem as if it wouldn't be for quite a long time, 15 perhaps or 20 years, maybe. And I have heard, and these are just rumours, because honesty or transparency in what is happening is not possible. There isn't honesty or transparency. But I have heard rumours that the towers will be kept and there will be internal alterations to turn them into two or three bedroom flat for private ownership. That is one of the rumours I've heard, and I've heard other rumours that they would be refurbished. For instance, balconies would be added to them. At present, there are no balconies, but you know, it's part of the architectural design that they don't have balconies because the windows are set in a little way. And from the outside, it looks a little bit like a film strip, if you can imagine that. So I don't know. I don't know. There isn't an absolute answer to that. I mean, in the beginning, I believe it was said that the towers were hideously ugly and should be pulled down. But now it seems that some people are waking up to the fact that Sydney brutalism, of which the towers are a good example, is perhaps not ugly and to be despised, but a valuable part of our heritage. You know, our heritage isn't always cute or quaint or terrace buildings.
Well, it is definitely one we will have to keep an eye on and see what happens as time goes on. Catherine, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you, Tess. It's been good to speak to you.